Yeah, my cell camera thought the packing coach of the Indian cricket is here to order the press on this. Before we begin, we'll let people move on. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for your turn. And we'll take one question at a time. So if you want to ask another question, a follow-up question, then wait for your turn again. We'll start with Arun.
Yeah. Vikram, it's come out in the open that Virat and Mr. Shastri has said that 5 matches are enough for a youngster to prove himself or judge a youngster. So as a batting coach, when you see a young man like Rishabh Pant or the Shreyas Iyer, how do you deal with so that they don't take much pressure on themselves?
No, I'm sure this is, they've said 5 matches, but it's not going to be that specific number. I mean, what they were trying to say is that, you need to take your opportunities when you get them. They have played so much of cricket, they have come through after doing so well. So I don't think that is a massive issue. I mean, the team, as the team management will be supporting them. They are tremendous cricketers, all of them. And I'm sure the kind of opportunity and backing they'll get, they'll come through. Extremely early days, of course. It's my second, third day in office, I would say. Unfortunately, I was laughing that the first game at my hometown was, debut game was washed off. So, this is again a hometown. So, interaction has been good. Fortunately, I've been in this system for a long time. The national selectors job, which I did from 2012 to 2016. So I've seen and I've worked with most of them. So nothing different. Of course, this is a different job I'm in now. Coaching is something which I've loved and I really enjoy. I've been working with lots of teams. So nothing too tough. I mean, of course, it will take me some time to get used to the way things are working in Indian team, but otherwise it's been pretty good so far.
विक्रम सर एक बड़ी चीज है कि रोहित शर्मा क्योंकि उन्होंने वाइट बॉल में ओपन किया है उनको ब्रैड बॉल में ओपन करने के बाद आप ओपनिंग बैट्समैन बैठ चुके हैं आप कैसे देख रहे हैं इस कन्वर्जन को कि रोहित शर्मा टेस्ट मैच में ओपन करने जा रहे हैं
आई थिंक इज टू गुड अ प्लेयर टू नॉट बी प्लेइंग इन एनी टीम आई थिंक दैट इज व्हाट एवरीबॉडी इज थिंकिंग सो ही हैज डन सो वेल एज एन ओपनर इन विद इन वाइट बॉल क्रिकेट सो डोंट सी एनी रीजंस why he can't do really well in red ball cricket as well. So, provided we provide him enough opportunities, and if he gets his game plans right, I think he can be a phenomenal player. And if he comes good, that would be a huge asset for the team. Somebody of his experience and the kind of cricket he plays, if he starts coming good at the top of the order, that could be huge for the team.
Nitin
Sharma. Sir, your thoughts on players like Shreyas and Manish Pandey in the middle order in this format? And also, the whole, there have been statements that the team needs more batting from the spinners also. So, the role of Kunal Pandya?
I think at least this T20 team, we are fortunate to have so many all-rounders in this team actually. Almost all of them can bat. So, which is a good thing in shorter format. As far as Manish and Shreyas are concerned, I mean, again, two very, very fine cricketers. Who've done really well for many, many years now in domestic cricket. Shreyas has got a good start here now in ODIs as well. Manish has done well in past and has made a comeback after performing again very consistently. So I'm pretty confident they'll come good again. They just need to be more consistent and that's what I think we'll be working on to help them get consistent.
So,
oh yeah.
So what exactly is going to be your batting philosophy in terms of approaching the entire season where you have the abilities as well as the best ones. When you're working with the youngsters, especially someone like Shreyas or Sivamishra, what are you looking to, the areas that you're going to make them improve? Are those going to be technical or?
See, technique is something which you'll keep on working till the time you're playing cricket. There'll be few adjustments here and there all the time. So. But at times, I think we overemphasize on technique. At this level, I think it's more about your mindsets, getting your game plans right. So lots and lots of discussions, that why they are taking certain decisions at whichever time they do that. Somebody like Rishabh, I think he's a phenomenal player. There's no doubt about that. Of course, he needs to sort out his game plan a little more. He needs to bring in a little bit of discipline into his cricket. Players, all the young players, I think, need to understand that there's a fine line between fearless cricket and careless cricket. So what the team management is asking from them is fearless cricket. You know, having clear game plans and have playing with intent and backing your strength, but at the same time you cannot be careless. And I'm sure they are smart enough to understand that.
Sir,
going
opening Test match with Dhoni in Indian conditions or considering Rohit conditions also, and the role of Kiran Rahul in T20s going forward?
At the moment, I'm not too sure. I mean, Rohit, of course, if it does well, I don't know what the playing 11 is going to be for the first Test match. But if Rohit is in and if he's opening, then if it does well, why not everywhere? Let's see again how the team starts today and which are the playing in order, who are playing and how we go about with it. And the time we can decide.
We'll take
last two
questions.
First
is, in cricket, obviously, there are
different
types of cricket. The one small weakness that it has had is the middle order. Top three has been great for middle order. What blueprint do you bring to counter that, to address that issue? And the other thing that you spoke about, Rishabh, is
what I said later, Rishabh first, was that of course we want him to play all his shots. He needs to be fearless because that is what makes him special. He's an impact player. But at the same time, you cannot afford to be careless. That's all. So he needs to understand the difference between those two. And the middle order, of course, you know, we have identified two players now. The selectors have picked up Manish and Shreyas in this role. Shreyas has had a good series in West Indies. That's it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they have the ability. They have the game to be very successful at this level. Now it's for them to come good, basically. And as a coach, I think what we'll be backing is, you know, give them good preparation, making them prepare well for all the situations and all the conditions. And back them, basically. Give them support so that, you know, they perform events, and which I'm sure they will.
That's the final question.
Well, Vikram, in T20 cricket over the years, we have seen that since India have a great top three, India tend to be a bit conservative at top, and then in the last eight, nine overs, they tend to go hard. But since now that we are having all-rounders down the line, do you think now the approach will change a little bit? Will go hard in the first 10 overs, considering the fact India is building a team for the next 2 or 3 months?
I agree with you. I think in the past, T20 maybe was not taken very seriously when you were playing international cricket. But now, since we are preparing for the World Cup, now all these games are going to be extremely important. And I think next 20-21 games that we are playing will be our preparation towards that World Cup. As far as going hard in the beginning is concerned, we have the team, and you're right, we have a lot of depth in this team. So we can afford to go a little hard, and I'm sure we'll be trying a few different things in the coming series and see what works for us. So again, all we are asking from all of them, all the batters, is to play with a bit of more intent, backing your strengths, having clear game plans, and go for it.
Thank you.
Cheers.